across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jimmy K, rocker Terry Barr, original local music from Wisconsin. I hope you're having a great evening, everybody.
We are.
Yep, we are.
Oh, you didn't ask me. Sorry.
I did. You're listening to Max Inc. on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX here in Madison. We're also heard on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM up in Wausau. And, of course, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 in Waukesha. And, of course, you can listen to Max Inc. anywhere on the Civic Media app.
Okay, Jimmy K., there is a new music documentary. It's about a man we are very lucky to say was one of Wisconsin's own. Richard Davis, an incredible bass player. He collaborated with musician greats like Miles Davis, Van Morrison. There's a long list. It's incredible, really. He also shared everything he knew as a professor at UW-Madison. And joining us to talk about this documentary is director Michael Nielsen. He is of Story First Media, based really across Milwaukee and Madison. Michael, thanks for joining us for Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Terry, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. We have been talking about this, kind of promoting this documentary and how excited we are to talk to you about it. You've been working on this documentary, String Theory, The Richard Davis Method. You started working on this in 2018. What grabbed you? What was your interest then? And how did you learn that Richard Davis could actually make a really great story?
Yeah, well, this one was a little bit unique in the sense that it didn't originate with us. Unlike our previous documentaries, this one came to us originally as a commercial project. The Richard Davis Foundation for Young Bassists, which Richard founded in the 90s in Madison, they reached out to us on our commercial side looking for some promotional videos. And so we came in 2018 to film their conference that weekend. And for those who don't know, this is an annual conference held in Madison where Richard would fly in these, you know, renowned, like the greatest bass players in the country and the world. People like Rufus Reed, Christian McBride, John Clayton, Diana Gannett, you know, David Murray. And they'd all come in and they would teach kids from age 3 to 18.
Oh, I love this.
Wherever they were. Yeah. And it's a weekend and all this stuff. So we went in and we captured that weekend in 2018 to make these promo videos. But then when we got out, we were funded through production, but we weren't funded through post. So when the pandemic hit, we kind of had this footage sitting there and we were like, well, let's see if we can turn this into something. So we offered to turn it into something beyond promo and made an hour-long documentary out of it, which will have its world premiere here at the Wisconsin Film Festival.
That is incredible.
The name-dropping of bass players you just did there was quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, they're some of the absolute best out there. If you really, you know, I did not know the bass world at all when I started this. It was something that I came to appreciate through doing it. But now that I do know, I really appreciate in retrospect exactly who the titans that we were around.
No kidding. Now, you're the director, filmmaker. What do you think right now as you think back on this? What was your biggest takeaway after you had this chance, an amazing chance to work with Richard Davis?
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, Richard specifically, we only had access to him for maybe an hour or so. And if you watch the film, you know, every line that the guy said, you know, had this, you know, it was a font of wisdom. Like he just had so much experience with the absolute tip top people in the field that, you know, he had synthesized that all into extremely potent philosophical takeaways, not just for the music, but also for life. I mean, he didn't see music, you know, purely as its own thing. It was music as a means to further our humanity, to break down boundaries between each other, to understand each other better. I mean, you listen to some of the stories of the ways that he would educate kids and older students as well. He would educate them by talking to them about completely unrelated to music things. You know, he gives this one anecdote in the film about talking to this young boy who he suspected had a crush on a girl in class.
Oh.
And so he's like, hey, you know, play it like she's, you know, Juliet on the balcony. You're trying to get her to come down to you. And when he thought of it that way, the kids playing improved. And then whenever he would hit a sour note, Richard would be like, well, you know, she's hesitating now. You know, you got to play a little better.
Oh, gosh. I met my high school boyfriend in band.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You never know.
So that way of bringing humanity and touching
I love it.
Through music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I was, this is Rocker. And I was lucky enough to meet Richard Davis, unfortunately, actually, at Chris Aaron's funeral. But it made me realize what a piece of the local music scene that he was. But sadly, Richard Davis passed away in September 2023. And your work must take on extra special meaning to be able to share this amazing story. Comment on that.
It certainly does. Yeah, it certainly does, and that was wholly unintentional. I mean, he did see the finished film before he died, so we were well into being done. But it was we've been working on it for a number of years, and it just happened to line up that way. And it's very tragic to lose him, but boy, did he touch a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. Wow.
What was Richard's reaction when he watched the film with you?
Well, I wasn't there, so I heard this secondhand.
Okay, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah. He was already, I believe, in hospice at this time, and he saw it with Peter Dominguez, who was the artistic director for the foundation and is an executive producer on our film. And Peter recounted to me how much he liked it and how much he appreciated his time with us, and that meant a lot.
It had to have been really heartwarming for him to see that. I mean, to see, especially being in hospice, I mean, that's tough as it is, but to see something like that reflecting and celebrating the work that you did had to have been very humbling.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so, and that's the impression I was left with.
So tell us about the Richard Davis Foundation and how it is involved with this particular project.
Yeah, so they were the originators, and they continue to own the project. I mean, the film is legally owned by them, so they can use it going forward. We offered our editing services pro bono, basically in exchange for creative license. Mm. So we made all the final creative decisions through conversation with them. Obviously, we wanted them to be happy with it. But then in the end, they get to own it and use it however they want to. So the Richard Davis Foundation is separate. It's separate as an entity from his work as a professor at UW, but it was there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
He founded this thing mainly as a balm for what he saw as a problem within the bass community, where, you know, kids who would start in piano or violin or any of these other instruments could start very, very young. Whereas with the bass instrument, because the upright bass is so large, they often couldn't start as young. So they would be years behind their compatriots on other instruments in terms of their progression, their maturity as a musician. So he ended up, you know, starting this foundation to try and get education brought down to the age of three, as well as literal bass instruments that are crafted smaller. So small bass instruments that toddlers can play.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that they can actually get started earlier. Yeah, it's really remarkable.
Oh, and start them early if you can. Wow, that sticks.
Exactly.
At that age.
And all of it happening right in Madison. I mean, like, this is something that I think, you know, not everyone knew was going on, but hopefully people know going forward. I mean, it happened this weekend was the annual conference. So, like, they're doing this every year in the spring.
Yeah. We are talking with director Michael Nielsen, and he's the filmmaker on The String Theory, the Richard Davis Method coming out. So, Michael, what does this mean for you now to have this all set? You're ready to rock this and sharing it first at the Wisconsin Film Festival in Madison, and then the Milwaukee Film Fest. Both are happening in April, and it really is like hometown screenings. And, you know, we're so proud of you for that.
Oh, well, that's very nice to hear. No, we love screening stuff that we've made in these two cities in particular, given that our production company, Story First, is based in these two cities.
Yeah.
We always love all the friendly faces that we've known throughout the years. This is actually our 15th year in operation, so this is our third feature-length documentary after our Brett Favre documentary in 2012, Last Year Rambo, and then the Tom Bonfile case documentary last year.
I had a little... Oh my gosh, you know what? Jimmy K asked me earlier if I'd ever been in a movie. I was in Michael's last documentary. It was about the Monfils case out of Green Bay. Oh. And I was only on for a little minute, but it was me actually on set during a newscast as we were broadcasting this. If you haven't seen this, how can people see that one? That one is incredible.
So that one was released last year.
Yes.
And it's available anywhere you buy or rent digital movies. So Apple or Amazon or Vudu, any of those places, you can find it. It's called Beyond Human Nature.
Thank you. I had to throw that in there.
The Brett Favre documentary, are you going to make any amendments on that as we go? Or
I know. Yeah, we've talked about that. It looked for a minute there like Aaron Rodgers might inspire a sequel, but... quite get as dramatic as him doing
he was on the short list for vice president. Ooh. How about that?
Exactly. Yes, he was. You're right. That would have done it right there. Yeah. That would have done it. Yeah.
How does it feel when you're standing there and you see all these people coming to see what you have worked and put your blood and your heart into? I mean, I saw you because I did come to the film last year at the film festival, and you just had a big smile on your face. But what are you thinking inside? What are you feeling as you see all these people show up?
Well, I suppose it's a little different each time. So the last year, it felt I know I had a big smile on my face, but it was probably there because I was just so tense because it was a high stakes story, and there were people involved from both sides that, you know, cared a lot about how it was framed being as high stakes as it was. This one, I'll feel, I think, a lot more relaxed during, just because it's a celebration of an individual and there's no real controversy around it. So it's a little bit more of just a vacation in some ways to attend it. But the energy of the screenings in many ways is determined in some ways by the energy of the piece we're showing. So this will be a lot of fun.
What a great conversation. What definitely to learn some stuff. String theory, the Richard Davis method. Tell us how we can keep up with you. And real quick, tell us the date of the first time we can go see it.
Yeah, so it is. So you can keep up with us on Story First Media. We're based in Madison and Milwaukee, and we do everything from commercial work, promo videos, all the way up to feature documentaries like this and feature films. And that's just storyfirstmedia.com. But as far as String Theory itself, my gosh, you caught me unprepared. It is. Yeah, I know. It's at the Wisconsin Film Festival. So
and it's sold out, right?
That's. Is it?
Yeah. It's sold out, Rocker.
April 13th, the 15th, and the 20th?
Those are the Milwaukee dates, I believe.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's Milwaukee, yep. So, but yes, it is technically sold out for Wisconsin. However, there's rush tickets at the door. So there.
rush tickets at the door.
Exactly. If you don't get in there, yes, there are three separate screenings in Milwaukee, two of which are at the Oriental Theater, which is this great old cinema in Milwaukee.
Oh, cool.
And then the other one at the Times Cinema, which is another great old theater. So those will be great. At the end of all of the screenings, though, we will have one of the members of the executive committee for the foundation there with Richard's bass instrument, and they will do a demonstration and performance. So the very bass instrument that he performed with Eric Dolphy and Miles Davis and all that stuff, they'll have it at these screenings, and they'll do some demonstrations. So that'll be great. Wow.
Fantastic. Hey, Michael, it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight. Thank you so much for making this String Theory for us. We really appreciate it, and good luck on the success here. And don't be a stranger. Come back and see us.
Yeah, we love this kind of stuff and being able to share it. And we're going to play that little bit of the trailer you had sent our way. So we really appreciate that. But Michael, thank you for joining us on Max Inc.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Let's check out that trailer right now. This is the trailer from the Richard Davis Method.
Richard was the first jazz bass player who really stretched the limits of the music. And I hadn't heard bass players do that before.
You dig into his record and what he's produced, there are some perfect recordings. Him and Eric Dolphy.
Sarah Vaughan.
Miles Davis.
You can't play the bass any better than that.
Just the history and the bulk of this huge amount of recording that he'd done and the really beautiful playing that he had.
And this sort of weird thing happens where his CV stops in 1977 when he moved to Madison. That's like unbelievable to me because Richard was kind of an anomaly in the School of Music as far as string area professors.
There's hundreds and hundreds of people who've been directly changed by being exposed to what Richard Davis created.
And this conference, to me, is the embodiment of that.
Educating people the width and depth of the bass experience. That's what it is.
The work he's done as a professor is tremendous.
Even now, his lessons just keep giving.
It's like a Pied Piper of the bass. Everybody follows him.
His daring and his freedom and his sense of imagination.
All of those things are Richard Davis.
You have to take the tradition and help the younger people. No need to have any knowledge if you're not going to share it.
Oh, man, I got goosebumps.
That is so good.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much. Like I said, congratulations on everything, and come back to us, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Can we say break a leg? Does that work? I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I always feel bad about that, but go get him, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Let's do some Diana Jones. She's going to be live in the Lair next Saturday night here on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Civic Media.